Where are you? Where are you? And I'm sure that when you hear that question, you can figure out that the answer that I'm expecting is not an answer that says, I'm Herod, Mayor, Queen of the Universe. So, where are you? From time to time, we have to do that spiritual checkup, don't we? And so let us go back. God the Father Almighty created the heavens and the earth. You remember that story, don't you? And in a little while, we're going to be professing that again. And having created heaven and earth and all that is in it, God looked at it and God said, this was good. God created a man and a woman and he placed them in this good earth that he had created. God gave them everything. And God said, it's just this one thing that I don't want you to do. Do not eat the fruit of that tree. And so God, as the good maker, he came and he was checking in with the people that he had made. And God said, where are you? Where are you? And do you notice what the man responded? The first thing he said, I was afraid. I was afraid. So that was his spiritual condition. He was afraid. What is your spiritual condition? Are you afraid of God? Are you? And this man being afraid of God, what did he do? I hid myself. I was hiding from you. So when I heard your voice, I hid because I did not want to hear your voice. I hid myself. Because the voice had said to them previously, everything I have is yours except that. That's what the voice had said to him before. But there was that disobedience to the voice. And therefore, the man did not want to encounter that voice again. Because somehow in his spiritual condition, he knew that he was going to be disobedient again. And talking about himself and where he was, then he said, I was naked. I was naked. And what is that nakedness? No one took his clothes from him. But what he had done is that he had stripped himself of the dignity with which God had clothed him. He stripped himself of that dignity. He did it himself. No one did it. He did it himself. I was naked. And that's why the Lord asked, who told you you were naked? Who told you? And you see his response? He didn't say that anybody told him that he was naked, but he responded by saying, the woman you gave me, she gave me fruit of that tree. So see, he did not answer the question that God was asking. He pointed elsewhere. And so, my sisters and brothers, I go back to the question that I asked, the question that God asked. So it is the eternal question that is placed before us. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you in your relationship with God? Where are you in your spiritual condition? So, are you afraid? Are you naked? Are you hiding? Afraid, naked, and hiding. So I asked the question earlier, are you afraid of God? Afraid because you don't want to hear his voice. Because we hear that voice proclaimed every time we hear the readings from the scriptures. And when we hear, you know, the word of the Lord. So maybe, but don't tell the bishops that I said this. Maybe at the end of the reading, we, instead of saying the word of the Lord, we should say the voice of the Lord. So that we hear that word. And hearing it, do we hide from it? Because we want something else. We want to hear something else. We want to hear our own words. Because somehow we think that we know it all. And so, we are afraid of hearing the true word of God. We prefer to hear just the words that we can create for ourselves. So are we naked? Have we stripped ourselves of the dignity with which God had clothed us? Are we living as the children of God? So that when we go out into the streets and wherever we are we dressed like children of God? Are we dressed? And of course, you can be sure that I'm not speaking about whether or not you're wearing your jeans or your shorts or whatever it is. But are you dressed? Or have you stripped yourself of that dignity? Can we stand tall before God? Because you see, when we stand tall before God, we stand in humility. Seems like a paradox, doesn't it? So we have to think about whether or not we have been stripped of our dignity. And are we hiding? Are we keeping ourselves away from God? And there are so many persons who are hiding from God. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard people say, I have not been to confession for 10 years, 20 years, or whatever it is. And why is it that they stay away? Because they're afraid and they hide themselves. Because they don't want God to know who they are and what they have been up to. But guess what? He knows. I think that's why he's God and we are not. And so you see, God wants us not to be afraid of him. God wants us not to hide from him. God wants us to be reclothed in that dignity that he gave us from the very outset. You see, and this is why whenever we have a baptism, we always clothe the child with some dignity, with that white garment. We give that, and we should remember to wear that at all times. Because yes, it is symbolic, but we need to live out that symbolic nature in our lives every day. So God wants to reclothe us. And so I hope that this is why we have come. We have come to this place to be reclothed. We have come with open hearts and open minds, I hope, as well as open ears. We have come so that we can hear again and that we can respond positively. And when we respond, we're not saying, the woman did this. Not pointing the finger to anybody else, because the woman pointed the finger to the serpent. But we'll point to ourselves. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Isn't this what we say? Me, me, me. And God will reclothe us. So let us ask him to do that for us today. And as we are reclothed, let us go out into the world and walk with our heads high. Walk in the dignity of the children of God. That the word of God will be truly abiding in our hearts, and that from within us will shine forth for the world to see. Will we do that? And if we do that, then we will be living as the brothers and sisters and mother of Jesus, because those are the ones who hear the word of God and keep it.